Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not even know over what they stumble. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 to 19. Very close to the last of our readings in this 31-day little trek through the general wisdom of Proverbs. And as we get toward the end, I start to wonder, what more can I say? And I've told you that wisdom is Jesus, right? That his word is the heart of all true understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. We've talked about the beauty of wisdom as a lady, as a fine woman with a house filled with charity, right? And that the opposite folly is this harlot out on the streets trying to taunt and tempt with smooth words, but only taking people down to death. We've walked through the image of father and son, Solomon, that great wise king, delivering to his children the word of God, which had established his kingdom, and how that then becomes God's own view of you, how he's handing to you as a free gift this bounteous word, this everlasting knowledge. We've talked about the Ten Commandments, the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, that thing we call the Catechism, or at least we should call it that, which holds within it the kernel of all truth, the ability to judge and understand all things rightly, discernment in a bottle. What more can be said? But you got 3 more days, today, tomorrow, and Friday, and today you get some of the same themes and yet a new image, which really, really is a beautiful, beautiful one. So, of course, now we again have Solomon saying, son, son, listen, listen. I've done all I can do for you. I've taught you the way of wisdom. Here it is. I've put it before you. I have set it in your lap. I've baptized you. I've washed you. I've made you clean. I've declared you innocent. There is nothing more you need. The years of your life are promised, sworn as an oath from God to be many. And we're not just talking about here on this paltry little planet that's fallen apart with raging storms and who knows what else ever coming our way. The years of your life will be everlasting, raised from the dead. So as you walk even from here to there through the raging storms of this life, your steps will not be hampered from that resurrection because you have this wisdom buried deep within your heart, placed there by God himself and spoken again and again and again, confessed, believed, taught, preached, heard. Your step will not be hampered walking in the faith which is in the Word of God, no matter what this world might throw at you. And even if you have to run to or from danger in this life, even if you have to run to or from success in this life, you will not stumble, because that faith in that right object of faith, in that good word, guards you. So Solomon, you can just see him as a father to his son now saying, I've done what I can do. So you almost want to take the kid and grab his shoulders tight. Take hold of it. I've given it to you. Don't let go. This is life. This is all. Don't enter the path of the wicked. Don't walk in the way of evil. Do not abandon the word of the Lord. And can you hear his energy? Avoid it. Do not go in. Turn from it. Pass on. Remind yourself that no matter how smooth and sultry it might seem, it is the greatest, most despicable depravity. This original sin, this deep, self-righteous malice that every child born to woman, born to man, in this broken age, has as the heart and soul of our personal identity. Outside of Jesus. You Christian, I know, you've got the saint within you too, but I'm just talking about the sinner for a moment, right? What we're born with. We cannot sleep unless we have done wrong. And it's not like you got to sit there and plot to murder your neighbor. No, you just got to sit there and plot your best life for yourself. And you can't sleep with anything challenging that, right? They're robbed of sleep unless they have found the way to the top of the pile, to be the king of the hill. All that we eat in this age is the bread of wickedness, the wine of violence, the food of selfishness. But then here's this other image, so beautiful. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. Now just think of the sunset in the first place, right? The path of faith in God's word is like the sunset. And you just get this image of beauty, this gorgeous picture of light of very light, right? And the awakening of all things, and you got the birds singing. And I always think of the beach where I used to live in California near the beaches, and the sun coming up, and I guess it was going down. the sun going down, same idea though, right? Just the gorgeous spread of colors. But that's not really the image he's driving for here. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. So you know how dawn shows up before it even is here, before the sun's above the horizon, you can see the light. That's what our faith is like now. Faith in who Jesus is and what he's done, his resurrection, his ascension, his coming again to restore all things, to raise us from the dead and give us this perfected world in which our steps will never be hampered, in which the years of our life will be uncountable, innumerable. Right now, it's like the dawn before the sun has risen. But just like you can't stop the dawn, so you can't stop what's coming. So we look for it and we see it. And as it grows brighter and brighter, even as our own death approaches, we can have hope because we know where we're going. We know what is true. We have been given true wisdom, Jesus. But the wicked, the one without that blood atonement, that once for all sacrifice, that propitiation of sinfulness, of selfishness, of rage, hate, despair. He is like one who just walks about in total darkness, banging his shin and his knee and running face first into every manner of wall and never being able to know what it is that's left him in so much pain. You might even call this then a missionary proverb, one about the needs of those around us, to hear this wisdom too, that it's not just about you sitting there and hearing it. It's that, I mean, it is. The gospel's a bare naked promise just for you. But what that bare promise does is it doesn't just go in, it starts to boil out. It comes up to your lips so that when others face the turmoil, the darkness, bang their shin on this broken age, you can point them to the light of the dawn. Hey, look, can't you see? The sun's about to rise.